Toronto Blue Jays to require proof of vaccination or negative test to attend games. By Jacob Bliss on August 23, 2021. The Toronto Blue Jays announced they would require game attendees to show proof of vaccination or a negative test to be allowed in the stadium to watch the team play. The team updated its protocols for the coronavirus to go into effect on September 13, meaning the team has roughly 10 games left before the restrictions kick in. Joseph Prezioso / AFP via Getty Images. Every fan attending above the age of 12 will have to present their government-issued ID and include a receipt showing the fan is fully vaccinated, meaning the fan waited 14 days after receiving the shot or shots before trying to attend the game. The other option is to take a coronavirus test and receive a negative test taken within 48 hours of the game's scheduled start time. This comes as the Blue Jays return home as of July 30. The team was in the United States for the entire 2020 season, which was shortened due to the virus, and for the first few months of 2021. Additionally, every fan over 2 years and older must wear a mask while in attendance and on the property. The masks must also be at least 2 layers thick of breathable material to fully cover the nose and mouth. Toronto, on July 30, Toronto Blue Jays fans cheer as the team makes their way onto the field for their first home game in Toronto this season prior to a MLB game against the Kansas City Royals at Rogers Centre on July 30, 2021 in Toronto, Canada. Photo by Vaughn Ridley / Getty Images. Before entry, the fans must undergo symptom screening prior to entry so the team can contact trace, and fans must have their own individual ticket. For contact tracing in accordance with provincial reopening guidelines, each fan must present their own personal digital game ticket, except for minors and those who require accessible support. Tickets can be easily transferred via email using the MLB Ballpark app. For instructions, please click here. There will be contact tracing forms will be available via mobile QR code or through fan services representatives throughout the ballpark for fans that are unable to have a ticket transferred to them. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.